Greetings, fellow investigators, and welcome back to our video podcast, Into the Darkness, where my friends and I play the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game. I'm your host, Tom Rayleigh. We are about to begin our second episode of the Delta Green scenario entitled Last Things Last. It was written by Brett Kramer and Shane Ivey. Jeff Wilkins is our game master, and I'll be giving the recap in the character of Agent DOC Doc. So, our masks are in place, the players are ready, let's begin our journey into the darkness. Case number 449372A, mission status report. Delta Green classified agent DOC 4590 reporting. The team assembled at location 0297 on February 15th, 2017. There were six agents present, including our handler, Dr. Chan. The agents were designated Agent Smith, Agent John, Agent Zafford, Agent Pugwash, and myself, Agent Doc. Agent Chan briefed us on what appeared to be a simple sanitation project. The former Delta Green agent, a Mr. Clyde Bowman, has recently been found decomposing in his apartment at 255 Church Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was the victim of a heart attack, or so it would seem. We were sent to recover any items or information which might link him with our organization. It was our understanding that we had approximately 48 hours to do so before his family would arrive with the intention of dispersing his belongings. We followed our usual procedures in preparing for this project, in setting up a local base of operations and purchasing any equipment we thought we might need. I myself, along with Agent Zafford, dressed as Mormon missionaries, entered the complex and made no contact prior to our entering the Bowman apartment. The other agents followed at a discreet distance until they felt it safe to join us. We searched the various rooms of the apartment, being careful to leave no trace of ourselves. Initially, we discovered very little. We were interrupted only once by a neighbor, a Mrs. Sally Janowitz, who had known the deceased for many years. Agent Pugwash was easily able to persuade her that we were a cleaning crew sent by the owners. The first obstacle that we encountered was the back bedroom door that proved quite stubborn until we found the keys in the kitchen. Now, I must interject the observation that it's a common knowledge amongst agents of Delta Green that prolonged exposure to the unnatural elements we are most often sent to dispatch can be quite damaging to one's mental health. The contents of Mr. Bowman's back bedroom are a testament to such psychological degradation. It would seem he had given himself over to investigating every conceivable nonsensical conspiracy theory known to man. His walls were papered with letters, sticky notes, newspaper articles, and so on, all strung together with string, like a scene from the movie A Beautiful Mind. I was set the task of photographing everything before we removed it from the walls. In the corner was an old computer, an IBM 386. Agent Smith found the password and began to search through the files. On the table, there were pages taken from the Egyptian Book of the Dead with a metallic kusansata in the form of an Egyptian ankh with unusual hieroglyphs, ones that we had not seen before. One can assume from its weight that it's probably gold. A copy of the Book of the Dead was close by at hand, along with the usual collection of pseudoscientific literature associated with old pyramid power and the occult. It was Agent Smith who discovered a white envelope containing a piece of antique papyrus that looked authentic insofar as it was quite old and delicate. There were quite a few boxes of documents which we searched through. I found some tax documents relating to Mr. Bowman, and upon careful examination, I determined that he owned another piece of property, the location of which was given in longitude and latitude coordinates. Now this is getting interesting. You should look up the coordinates and see where they're from. Can you do that on your phone?
Yes, you should. Who has the phone?
I do. What were the coordinates again?
411-475-276 to 75714212, from what I remember.
Not quite, but close. Let me give it to you.
Oh, no. Here, I look it up.
I've got it wrong, did I?
Want.
My memory ain't what it
Just by
used
a
to
little
be.
bit.
I'm gonna go to my briefcase and I'm gonna start putting my gun together and making sure my night vision goggles have got batteries charged up. I don't like the feeling about us being here. Something's gonna happen.
Yeah, you want the coordinates again?
I have it.
Okay.
So while he's looking that up, I'm just going to do a quick. We didn't really pay too much attention to the time, but what I was going to say is, based off of all your experience, we did talk about like some of you have bureaucracy, some of you have search, some of you have accounting. With those skills, you're able to systematically go through the papers and all in this one bedroom. You basically came up with a system. You were able to lay things out. This is junk. This is important. This is junk. But it still took you into the early morning. So we're going to say it's about 2 a.m. At that point is when you found the map coordinates. And then we can pick it up from there as to what you guys would like to do next.
Okay.
I would encourage you to.
Now,
I was going to say, I would encourage you to, once you find the coordinates on the map, to look at the Google Earth view, or the, I believe they call it the satellite view.
yeah.
There is no coordinates like this.
No, I found them.
You found them?
yeah
I must have written it down wrong then.
But before I bring that up, I was speaking a few moments ago to Agent John, and he brought up a really good point.
Course I did.
Yeah, this all this consider with all of this stuff in this room, his family might know that he is a wacko conspiracy theorist person. If we now remove all of this stuff, that's going to look really fishy for the.
Well, we don't need to remove anything other than pertinent information. I mean, all of this extremist nonsense up on the wall, it's just nonsense.
Well, here's the thing. Our
It doesn't.
primary job is to make sure that even if it seems like nonsense, that none of this gets out to the public, because he may up here have something that might point towards something that's actually real, and we want the family to avoid that.
But
If the family.
it's most likely that the family would just come in here and go, geez, and tear all this stuff out and throw it in the garbage.
That's, you
I
know,
mean,
that
anything Delta Green related, we remove, like the papyrus, the Ankh, and any further thing we
yeah, I
find.
mean,
Well,
anything that's classified, we
but the
take,
whole
but
idea of
stuff like
stripping the
this,
room and taking it away, I mean, I've never met
that
a
might be
quiet
a mistake.
conspiracy theorist, never
But
met one that keeps it to himself. They have to decorate everyone in their bollocks, don't they? But
no,
here's the thing.
nobody's
If
going to take the computer and say, oh, I want that.
no, but what I'm getting at here is, unless we take the time to look at every piece of evidence
Which we've
that's
been doing for
placed on
the last
this wall,
4 or 5 hours.
yeah. But I mean, if we do that, we've got to make sure that it doesn't lead to a safe house or any other connection to Delta Green.
Well,
And
that's
we
what we've been
might
doing for the
be
last
right in
4 or 5 hours.
some. You might be right. They might look at it and say, "Oh, look, this garbage." On the other hand, you don't know if they might have an eccentric nephew or cousin or whoever might come and look into it and start going around and searching on their own.
But if there's nothing Delta Green related in there, he can delve around as deep as he wants. We're not here to stop people finding about JFK.
If it relates to what we're doing, then we remove it. But, you know, obviously, if it's stuff about chemtrails or whatever, 9/11 truth, then...
We've got to leave something.
I have a good idea.
Empty room would be too obvious. If we've all met these people. We know what they're like. If they don't shut up about it. They lose all their friends and they end up with their family having to put up with them, don't they?
I have a good idea. Since we are... since on the neighbor now thinks that there's a cleaning crew in here cleaning, and we have 48 hours, we have time tomorrow to construct a simple business card of some make-believe cleaning crew, and we simply remove all of this stuff. We clean the place up, and we leave the card there. And when the family comes in, they'll think, even if they think, Uncle Clyde was a conspiracy nut, and they come in here and they're looking around and they say, oh, the cleaning crew cleaned it up for us. Good, because that saves us from having to clean it all up.
Yeah. I mean,
how many people here is the first mission? How many rookies have we got?
Well, I don't know.
Every one of us is a veteran. Every one of us has done Delta Green operations before. This is way down underneath our pay grade to come and decorate somebody's fucking flat. There's something here we're missing and we haven't come across yet, or but we're not here to clear up his flat. It's way below our pay grade. Yeah, I was shooting my way out of a bloody jungle this time a couple of months ago and everything, and now I'm sitting here cleaning somebody's flat up.
I'm going to go and search the kitchen for some coffee.
Well, before you go, here's a bit of a stranger mystery. Since I found those coordinates in the text stuff, when I look at it here, it's right next to a nearby place called Walter Dam. It's a field right next to the dam. In Kidder Township, Pennsylvania, not too far from here.
Did anyone hear that?
Check it out.
Was there a knock at the door?
I think there's a knock at the door. Uh-oh. Whoever answered last time should probably go.
Yeah,
I'll go. It's probably that woman.
I cook my SMP.
Okay, just in case.
You know, Zaffa, I'll
wander back.
Just in case, as I open the door, I'm just going to sort of open my jacket.
Wait, who's opening the door? Who's calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Who's where, real quick?
All in the living room.
Back in the back room.
Mm. Well, look, hang on. Before I go and answer this, will one of you come and stand behind the door, please?
Oh, well.
Right, doors and corners.
Okay, we're done, ready.
You guys kind of talked over each other. Pugwash, you're answering the door. John, you're behind the door. Agent Smith, you are.
I will stay in the room, but I will sort of peek out the door.
Okay.
I'm sheathing my knife.
Well, Zaphod and I both have on our Mormon suits, so
okay,
we would look really stupid.
I'm going to open the door so that it's braced against the instep of my foot, just in case anyone tries to barge the door open while I'm opening it.
We all have our guns ready.
So, obviously, with John positioned behind the door, so that if someone tries to barge through the door, all I've got to do is remove my foot and they're going to go in to the apartment and into his field of fire. That's the idea there.
I've got a knife just in case. Keep it quiet. I like killing quietly.
Well, we all have that old woman again. Suppressors. At 3 o'clock in the morning, she should be asleep.
You know suppressors don't work.
They do it magically in our game. We have Delta Green suppressors.
All right, so we've got suppressors, and you've got suppressors, and you've got subsonic ammo. All right, I've just got a gun.
Okay.
All right. I've got my gun.
I have far more than things
it goes back.
I have no suppressor.
I will open the door. Good evening. Good morning. Hello.
You look up and down the hallway, and you don't see anyone.
Saf, are you sure you heard somebody at the door?
It was a brief knock. Three knocks. Knock, knock, knock. Quiet, like an old lady. Quiet.
Do you want me to go out and have a look about?
No,
maybe she was knocking on the wall because we were making too much noise.
You stay here. I'm going to go across to her.
She's a softly
tap on her door.
Very softly. You don't get a response, but you can tell the television's on. You can see the light coming up from under the door. And it's kind of loud.
3 o'clock in the morning, huh?
She lives by herself. She probably keeps it on for company.
Yeah, I'm just going to go back into the apartment.
Okay.
The last thing I want to do right now is walk off into an ambush.
There's no exterior window, is there?
There's no what?
Exterior window?
There is, but it looks out into the courtyard.
Okay. So, I could go and have a look around outside in the courtyard and stuff.
Yeah, if you want to go and have a recce outside, but
that's what I'm trained for. This is my meat and potatoes, mate. So I'll go and get involved with that.
Well, if you're going to take that gun with you, stick it in a garbage bag or something.
I'll put it underneath. I've got a coat and everything. I can conceal it if need be. I won't put my night vision goggles on either. I've got them handy.
Yeah, just take a pack of smokes. Go outside for a smoke.
Yeah, I'll go outside and have a couple of cigarettes and see what I can see. Pretend I need to get something from my van.
Yeah, good. Checking the van would be a good idea as well. We've been in here for a few hours, and while you're gone, I'll carry on searching the kitchen for some coffee and try and make us all some coffee or something.
We could go get some more donuts. You know, there's only two boxes here.
Do you want me to do that while I'm out? I'll go to the van, go and then go down and get the donuts. Well, we've still got plenty of donuts left.
Get a run of coffees and just keep an eye behind you in case you're being followed.
Oh, yeah. I hope I am. I really hope I am. I miss my dog a lot, and I want to take it out on somebody.
Actually, I would like a box of croissants, please.
Okay.
Yeah, where are you going to find some place to open? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, but I would like a cafe mocha with no cream on the top, okay?
You're going to have to write it down if you want anything.
What kind of an agent are you? You can't remember my coffee order.
I had a Mac called in it, so I'm not going to remember your fucking coffee order. I might write it down.
I'd like a large black filter coffee, please.
I'll write it down for you.
An Americano, a filter coffee, a proper filter coffee, not an espresso cordial.
Write it down.
Okay.
I've got it all written down here. Take it.
Okay. And I want money for this as well.
But you better make sure
you've all got money for it.
If you could, as we're in Philly, if you could find somewhere to get me a cheesesteak.
It's 3 o'clock.
I've always wanted to try those.
They're nice.
That's just always open.
All right. So let's go back and do what we were doing. Now, what do you suppose is outside in the middle of that field? Should we send somebody over there tomorrow?
How far away is this from where we are?
No, it's not far. It's in Kidder Township.
I'm going to say Kidderminster, then.
Pennsylvania.
Just for the sake of the game, we'll just say it's roughly about an hour to 2 hour drive.
Really?
Yeah. It's probably closer in real life, but let's say it's an hour drive.
Drive halfway across the country. This is Pennsylvania. All right, 2 hour drive. Okay.
Gee, is that why by car, or are we going in one of those horse and buggy things?
Drive for the 4 or 6 of us, whatever.
I guess I'm just used to Philly traffic. You can never know. So,
well, that's cool.
But if you guys left now, you'd have no traffic at all. You'd probably be there in 45 minutes.
Well, we've got time.
Well,
nobody here right now.
One of us could go. Two of us could go. What do you want to do? I'll go. The Mormons will go. We'll handle it. The Mormons to the rescue.
Okay, so John and Zaphod, you guys go out. You search the courtyard. You don't really see anybody about. It's 3 a.m. There is traffic still going by on the road. It's kind of a busy road. But there doesn't seem to be anybody lurking around that you notice.
I go and get the coffee like orders. And
okay.
Make it look like I'm doing something rather than going out and checking.
Okay.
Yep.
That won't take long. They have one of those
quarter hour.
Gallon or 2 gallon things too. You can bring back a whole bunch of it.
I'll give them the list. I'm not even going to try and read the list myself.
You get what you need and you come back to the apartment and there's been no further developments. So basically, what would you like to do?
Here you go, gentlemen. Beverages.
Would you say that by now we have organized, speaking to the GM, that we've organized everything and we have boxes ready to load into the van?
Yes. For the sake of the time and everything, you've managed to go through all of that stuff. You're pretty confident. You have basically one file box that you have papers and such that you're like, well, maybe. So you're just putting them in the box to be sure.
Okay. Are we going to take everything? What do we decide?
You don't have to. I mean, you can if you want to, but I'm letting you know that with your skills and what you're searching for, you can tell like a lot of this is like stuff that he bought at Borders.
All right.
It's really like it wouldn't do any good to bring back. You know what I mean?
Shall we take down the wall? Are we going to pretend to be cleaning crew?
Take down the wall.
All the
stuff on the wall.
Strange. Oh. We could take it down. I mean, if you guys want to leave it here, that's fine.
We'll just put it in boxes.
We heavily photographed it, right?
Yes,
but we don't want to make more work for ourselves than we need to do.
Yeah, but the premise is that we are cleaning crew. The cleaning crew wouldn't leave all that garbage on the wall.
No. The only person that knows that is that old woman, and she ain't going to come in and find out, is she?
A crime scene cleaning crew would just come in, clean the bathroom, and go.
Okay. There's no crime, though.
Maybe take the rotting food out of the fridge or something.
No, leave it in there. I've got all our crap in the bin lined up, all our cups, all our remains of donuts.
If she says a crew came in, they'll probably just think she means a crew came in and took the body away.
No one's going to give a shit what she says.
Crazy old lady.
Okay, then. I think otherwise, but I will go with the majority.
Okay.
So.
But, you know, let's give it one last look just to make sure that there's nothing in there that sort of stands out that looks like something that we should remove. I mean, obviously the papyrus and the ankh.
The ankh, yeah.
The papyrus, the ankh. What about the pages from the Book of the Dead?
Yeah, that's we'll take those.
Might as well.
Here, Agent Smith, for your collection.
Make sure I put the keys back on the hook in the kitchen as well.
Now, also, do we want to take the hard drive from the computer?
Probably.
A question that I have. We found two sets of keys, one set in the living room and one set in the kitchen. Which one had the key that unlocked the door?
Kitchen. because Zaphod was trying to pick the lock.
Yeah.
And then I found the keys to the kitchen and threw them down to them, and he tried them, and I opened the door.
Okay, so it was the kitchen ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What were the other keys for?
Because I was just...
We don't know yet.
That, if we are going to drive 2 hours to go to this supposed empty field next to a dam, what if we find something that requires a key, and this is the keys? We have to, you know what? We have 48 hours, so bring the keys with us in case.
Yeah.
We can always bring them back and put them away.
That'll be easy. Mm-hmm. Or I can go and run somewhere and get them copied if you want. It won't take more than an hour, will it? All I've got to do is find some sort of shopping precinct.
Nah, we might as well just take them with us.
Quick clarification. It's not a field, it's woods forest.
Yeah. It just looks like a green blob when you look at it, but
well, it seems it's near a fishing tackle shop. We could
probably because there's a dam's right there.
Yeah.
We want to put in Volta Dam Road, Kidder Township, Pennsylvania, USA. I don't know what the bear has to do with it, but
okay. So we start taking what we're going to take to the van and stuff. Who's going to be the last one in the room to make sure everything's cozy
I will do that.
All right. And then we're going to sit in the van and wait for you to come.
I quickly wipe everything down, whatever. Make sure there's...
Yeah. Destroy all our traces.
I use my forensics expertise to remove
it. Gloves. Make sure all gloves and all rubbish comes out with me. And I put it in the van. I don't throw it in the... to trash can nearby. I'll use it throw it somewhere else completely different.
Right. So that takes me 10 minutes. And then... Yeah.
Doc, you notice there's a lot of powdered sugar on the floor of the kitchen.
There's still donuts there, isn't there?
Just fall off.
I'm going to throw the donuts away.
Okay.
Also, that's another thing that Agent John brought up that kind of been bothering me. The original box of donuts... could there have been another team here? You know, it's kind of strange. There was a whole box of donuts and one man living here.
I think something stinks.
Well, yeah, just a second. Is the box shiny? Shiny? Is it shiny cardboard or is it like porous?
It's the same pink, as the box of donuts I bought, but it's just about a week older.
A pink box?
I've got a crime kit on me. We could look and see if there's prints on it, and if there's no prints, you'd assume someone was handling it with gloves at least. Ah, never mind, because then you'd have prints from the people who packaged it.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, we just throw it away.
Like I say, this is not our pay grade. We shouldn't be doing this. Either that or they're just, so someone amongst us is just watching us and grading our performance.
That's okay. Could be it.
So 3 a.m., you guys are headed out to the woods?
Yeah, I'll drive out.
Okay.
So it'll be, what, 5 a.m. before we get there?
Sounds like a 3 a.m. thing to do.
I'll say you make good time because there's hardly any traffic at that time. So we'll say 4:30.
And it looks like this is kind of a remote area, yeah?
Okay, but before you do that,
no, there's an Econo Lodge just there that we just passed, just there.
Well, before you do, just as so, Mr. John, you're driving still, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who would be in the shotgun seat? Passenger seat.
Well, if I came last, then maybe I am.
Okay. Could both of you give me a search?
Wrong. Search.
Such
old.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
09. Nice. So as you're leaving the apartment building, you're pulling up to the main road, coming out of the parking lot. And just as you're about to make the turn to go onto the road, you look over, and on the right-hand side, on the passenger side, there's a guy standing on the corner there.
Who's he? Oh, I'll say it's Doc. Do you see him?
I didn't at first, but yeah, I see him standing there, yeah.
Is it, how's the road? Is there like a corner I can go around and stop the van maybe or something like that?
Well, like once you pull out onto the road, you'd mm-hmm. have to like go down a few blocks to go.
Oh, damn it. Well, if I point out to the guys in the back, the guy on the corner, keep an eye on him. I'm going to go down the road slowly and see if they can find, see what he's doing. If he makes a move or if he's still there.
He's eyeballing you.
He's eyeballing.
Watching. He's just watching, I guess.
What does he look like?
Yeah.
Younger guy, maybe like 20s, say, mid-20s. Kind of.
I'm going to turn off when I can. And, well, when we lose sight of him, I'm going to double back. Is it a standard grid system road in here with blocks?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go all the way back. I've got to stop a little way from the flat. See if the apartment has, see if we can get a beam on where he is still. If he's not there, is the light on in the apartment?
So let's see. There's not much people on the road at this time. So you're able to drive slowly, but you're going to have to probably still keep moving.
Yeah.
So at the point where you can see him, you do see him again. He's still standing in the same spot.
But he doesn't seem to be aware of us, but is it? So he's still there keeping watch. If you want me to...
Maybe he's just a homeless person.
Nah, he's too well-dressed. Should we go and get him and do a bit of interrogation on him?
Is he well-dressed?
Not really. Just like a dark coat, jeans.
He can afford cigarettes.
Is he smoking? Age-appropriate clothing?
Yeah.
Is he smoking?
What do you reckon, guys? Should we stop the van and bundle him in and interrogate him? I can make him talk.
That's not going to raise any suspicion at all. Come on.
This time of night?
Only his mother's going to miss him.
Why don't you just pull up and ask him if he needs a lift?
Why don't you stop and a couple of us get out and walk up to him from behind?
Oh, my God. Why don't we just ignore him and go?
Because there is something about him. You go with your instincts, don't you? So why shouldn't we go with our instincts?
No, I go with psychology of... what is most likely, and not just my gut instinct.
So I'm going to need a decision, or you're going to drive past them.
No, well, I'm not in charge of the car, so yeah, I can't stop you.
I say double back, and two of us get out.
I think we double back. Two of us get out and go and question him, because we're not normal people. He's watching us. He's watching Delta Green, isn't he?
If we're going to do that, I would recommend that Zaphod and I get out and go and question him.
Yep.
Because we have more experience of questioning people.
Their background.
How the hell do you know how much fucking experience I've got? You don't know anything about me.
You've got a great deal of experience. It might not necessarily be the relevant experience for subtly questioning someone. I'm not questioning your abilities.
I'm very much a professional. I don't put myself forward for a job unless I know what I'm doing. If I didn't know what I was doing, I didn't know how to deal with the situation, I wouldn't put myself forward for the job.
Then you're driving the car, so we might have to make a quick getaway. So you stay driving the car, and they'll get out.
My point exactly.
Let's just say my specialty is making people tell me things.
Oh, he's like Lucifer in that TV show.
That's the real world.
And as far as you're concerned, as you saw the woman with the old lady back at the apartment, I am basically a Jedi.
You're pretty good. We don't have much time to talk about this. He's right there. Let's just do this.
Make your mind up. Bloody amateurs. Make your mind up and do it.
Where are you parking?
I'm parked up behind, like I say, where we scout. Yeah, so if they're going to go out and go, they can go out and go, or I can drive on.
Okay, well, we'll...
Are you pulling back into the apartment complex?
Well, we could always find a church if people want to get all religious and stuff.
Okay.
Pray for our sins.
No, we're just parking.
Yeah, just park and we'll
that would take too long.
Subtly walk
okay.
up the road.
All right.
Towards this guy.
Cool.
He sees you coming. He's watching you.
Do you know,
I'm double back and he sees us?
You'd be a bit late.
Unless I misunderstood, you were just approaching him, weren't you?
Mm.
Yeah.
On the sidewalk. You're just walking down the sidewalk?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll start the engine so I can drive by and get there quickly with the van if they need me to.
Okay. How far away are you about?
About 20 yards, 30 yards, around the block outside. So we had to go out and see where he was.
Okay.
Because we come from another direction, so.
Okay. All right, he's just watching you guys. He's not saying anything.
You know, between you and me, I think I'm kind of regretting giving that British guy coffee.
He didn't eat any.
I'm thinking maybe that was a bad idea.
You ain't paid me yet.
But you can't hear them now. They're walking and talking.
Do you notice those cheapskate fuckers ain't paid me for the fucking coffee?
You look like I'll pay you for the fucking coffee. Yeah.
I'll actually reach into my jacket pocket, pull out a wad of bills, hand it over to John.
They haven't their ear thing, so if we can hear what they're saying, let's listen.
Yeah. And I'll start eating my croissant while I'm listening.
Munch.
All right, go, people.
Let's get them.
Okay.
Oh, Pugwash, you're in charge. I'm with you.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? You got a spare cigarette?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Oh, Winston's. You don't see those around very often these days, do you? Can I get a light as well? Sorry about this. I've been walking around for hours trying to find somewhere that sells cigarettes. I can't find anywhere open.
Shit, Dunkin' Donuts right down the street.
Is it?
I'll offer you a light.
Oh, thanks very much. Are you waiting for someone?
For you, if you want. What are you looking for?
Where you going?
You know what? I don't have anything. I think I'm gonna go.
No, you haven't got any Clarky cats?
No.
Triple sod?
No, just Winston's.
Yellow Bentines?
Just Winston's.
Okay.
Information.
He's going to turn around and start walking away.
Yeah, we're going that way.
He's like walking into the apartment complex.
Okay.
John's not looking at me.
We are going to follow him into the apartment complex. Are you going in here too? Now there's a coincidence.
I'm waving like crazy. Five.
If you are going to bump him off, just do it now.
He sees that you're following, and he starts to take off running.
Quick glance. Anyone looking?
Yeah, go on then. Pursue.
Off him. Off after him, not off him. Not
okay. Okay. You got to clarify that in Delta.
But you know that's the event's going to end.
All right. Let's see. Wasn't sure how to do this part.
Where have I gone?
We're waving for you to break the vehicle.
You got them all spooked out, and now they're chasing some poor drug dealer down the street. They're going to shoot him in the head.
Shall I set off now, or shall I make them wait and sweat?
I don't know. They're in the apartment.
I'll set off now.
I don't know where you're going.
What's your dex, Sapphire?
Fifty-five.
Okay. Give me a dex roll.
Alrighty. Did it pop up? 40.
Yeah. He actually loses you. He runs through the apartment complex, and he's dodging between the cars and around the buildings. And as soon as Bugger. He takes a ditch around the corner, then you, as soon as you catch up to that corner, you've lost him.
Huh.
Yeah, it looks
like... Can I figure out where he would have gone?
Thank God I didn't go.
I don't think you could. He could have dodged into any apartment building.
Are you getting in? Or are you going to look for him a bit longer?
No, I'm pretty much content that I know what was going on there, so...
Yep. Let's get back
right, in. Right, getting us at ourselves.
Not going to hunt for him in a building.
Yeah. I think I've been in the job long enough to know that I knew where he was, and he sure as shit knew what we were. So.
All right.
All right. You're back to the van. Good.
Back to the van.
Let's go.
Guys are hitting the road. All right, this all happened before I gave you that time. So it's your arrival time would be still the same, be about 4:30 a.m. Okay. You have no trouble finding the place. You get to the part where you think you're supposed to go, and you do see it's a dirt road that leads off the main road.
Drive down it cautiously.
Okay. Sun's probably going to come up about 5-ish, we'll say.
My dog would love it here.
Not full on sunlight. I just mean it's like it'll get bright enough that you can see without headlights and such.
I always wanted a dog.
It's still February, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a great excuse to get up early in the morning and go for a nice walk if you've got a companion like a dog.
Every time I come into a wooded area like this, I wonder how many dead bodies are hiding out here.
I haven't been here before, so there won't be many.
There are other people far worse than you are.
Really?
Like Tony Soprano.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay. You're cautiously driving down the road, and you finally make it to this area, and you get to see this. Now, it's going to be darker than the picture, but... still get the general idea.
Should I kill the headlights?
Looks like where they filmed that Evil Dead movie.
Well, I killed the engine here. You guys get out. I turn around just in case we need a quick getaway. We're approached by foot. Now, hear the engine.
Well, then, that's nice, isn't it?
That's like a carport down the side. That's not like Evil Dead at all. There's no carport in Evil Dead.
Oh no, this is lovely. This is, I mean, if I was going to retire, I'd buy a place just like this. It's really. I wonder if it's got a well.
I didn't know. Our pensions were very good.
Now we have to be very careful because, of course, he could be here. Maybe this is all a ruse.
What's going on? I mean, if he's got this lovely little place in the woods, if he's into conspiracy theories and he's got this lovely little place in the woods,
he's dead.
What's he living in an apartment in the city for?
How did he get out?
I thought those guys were all about getting out into the middle of nowhere. Why is he stuck up in the apartment?
Are you getting a pension good enough for a gaff like that? I know my man. I know I couldn't get a man to like out on my pension and have an apartment.
That's a place to write a manifesto.
Yeah, and consider too that he had enough money for that gold onk.
Yeah, you need to sort out your ISAs and TESAs. It's all about investment.
All right, let's very carefully and quietly approach.
Approach. Do you want me to pop my night vision goggles on?
And split up.
Approach. Well, just there's only one lane down there. I just go slightly ahead and put my night vision goggles on just in case there's an ambush waiting.
Okay, you with the night goggles, there are no lights, from the building or anything.
Good.
And as far as you can tell, you don't see any movement anywhere.
I'll lead the way down the lane and signal them to.
Yes,
it's all clear.
We're going to follow you.
Okay.
See if you can see any heat signatures from anybody.
That's the idea. And we've got the earpieces in, haven't we? So
okay.
Can't see any lights. looks quiet.
Yep.
If anyone's in there, it could be asleep.
Remember, the night vision goggles can't see through glass.
No, but there's no lights or any heat sources near. If anyone's in there, they're asleep or it's empty. Do you want me to go around the back and go for the back way? Should we take it from some different angles?
There's no car or anything?
Nope.
Right. No smell of smoke?
Nope.
All right. And it's cold, yeah?
I reckon it's empty, but if any of you got a hunch that it isn't, we can always do this.
I think we can risk turning on our flashlights and
yeah.
I think it's clear enough for the flashlights. I'm gonna take my night vision goggles off so I don't get blinded by the flashlights.
Procedure. I'll double team my flashlight and pistol.
Go and try the back door. Work my way around the back, see if there's a back door.
Okay. Anyone else going around the back with them?
No.
I'll go try
the front door.
Yeah. We can do simultaneous over the radio, can't we?
Okay.
Who have I got with me? Zaphod or?
I didn't hear anybody say they were going with you.
Oh, I'll go by myself.
Okay. All right. What are you guys doing at the front then?
Well, I'm going to try the door and see if it's locked.
It is locked.
I'm going to look around for a key up above the thing or under a magic rock that's not really a rock or, you know, where you'd hide a key. Of course, we got the keys with us, so.
Yeah, we should try the keys we have.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're the expert in opening things, Zaphod. You try the keys.
I just break them off. The lock is what I do. Well, keys might be easier than lock picks. Let's redeem yourself. Try what we have. I'll redeem myself. Try and accept.
Third key works. Goes in the door.
There you go. Didn't break it off.
Thank God they invented these things, these key things to open the doors.
Okay, yeah. John, we're in this.
Okay, do you want me to hang at the back or come around?
Yeah, hang at the back. We'll come through and let you in. Yeah,
it's all clear here. There's no dogs or anything out back.
All right, I'm going to show you this since you've all kind of got a grasp.
Is there any power?
Yeah, the first thing we do is flip on the lights if there are power.
All right, so the big X is the carport.
Okay.
You got your living room. The front door leads into the living room. Small kitchen area, closet. The rectangle on the left next to the L is a stone fireplace, water closet, and bedroom. Around back, there are four boxes. The one that looks like an S is a shed. The one with a dot is an outhouse. And the little small one by the carport is a doghouse.
I wonder why they have an outhouse and a water closet.
Is there power to this house? Did we notice like there's electricity?
It's wired, but when you go to turn the lights on, nothing happens.
So there's an outhouse probably from the old days when there was no electricity.
Yeah, maybe. Does the house look old or does it look like modern construction?
Probably built mid to late 70s.
Well, so it's not maybe it's just a decoration. You know, people have weird decorations in their yards.
Kennel, but no dog.
Are you looking?
Well, yeah, when I went around the back, I was going to see if there was a dog about or anything.
When you go up to the doghouse, there's actually a dog there, but he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh. He's dead?
Yeah. Chained up?
Yeah.
Like?
He's stopped to death.
Like a rope around his neck kind of thing.
Poor dog.
No, I don't mean rope around his neck, like hanged or anything like that. He's just...
Yeah.
That poor dog, that sort of thing makes me really angry.
Can't abide people keeping dogs in chains.
I don't like that sort of thing at all.
Defeats the point of having a dog. What's...
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Does the dog look like it's been dead a long while or just very recent?
I suppose he died and nobody knew to come and feed the poor thing.
Well, no one would have left it here if they weren't going to be back, if they weren't intending to be back within the day, you would think.
Mm-hmm. I think John just pretty much guessed it.
Makes your heart bleed, doesn't it? That sort of thing.
Does anybody have any electrical engineering? Or maybe we can get the electricity on.
Military science.
No, but perhaps we can look for a generator somewhere.
Military science, cover it.
Yeah, I'll go and have a look up. I'll go up the shed. Okay. If there's anything up in.
All right. You get to the shed. It's locked.
Okay. Can who's got the keys now?
I do. Here you go. If you're looking for keys, I've got two sets.
Yeah, if you can bring them up here, see if anything fits the shed.
Yep.
Yep, you sure enough find a one that matches a padlock and goes in and unlocks the padlock. You open the shed. It's all basically what you would come to expect in a shed. There's some shovels. There's some snow removal stuff for when it snows. There is a generator.
Generator. Like a portable one or one that's already wired to the house?
It's wired to the house, yep. And there's a tarp, yeah. And if you move the tarp, there's a bunch of containers of gasoline.
Right, well, I'll check the fuel gauge from the generator, and if it needs filling, I'll fill it.
It's showing half full right now.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can just turn it on.
Okay, yep, you managed to, I think they have rope pulls.
Cord or whatever.
So you managed to rope pull it, and it starts up with no problem.
Okay.
And do the lights just come on?
We'll just say the back porch light comes on.
Aha, the lights come on.
There we
I'll
go.
Try the lights inside the house.
Things a bit easier.
Yes, the lights in the house work now.
Okay.
I'll put the kettle. Get some water boiled so we can have some drinks.
Oh my God, we just had all that coffee.
It's an outhouse.
So there's no upstairs?
No.
Okay. But let's take a look around and see if there's anything here we need to remove.
I'll do the kitchen.
I'll do the living room again.
Be careful, this is
fishy.
You know, we're in the woods. Well, it's Sam Squamish territory. You never be too
careful. You know that 5 years ago Delta Green captured the Sasquatch and put him in a cage somewhere, so
good night.
Yeah. He's actually his real name is Bert Lancaster.
His real name is Eddie.
John, when you're in the kitchen, you're looking around for some tea or something, and you turn the water on, and you hear something funny under the sink.
I think we've got a critter underneath the sink, maybe. Oh, draw me knife. Stand to one side and open the door to look under the
earth. Just for the record, if there's a baby with a gun under there, I'm going home.
They're not allowed to do that to me, just because I do it to other people.
Or football players.
No, none of that. You open the cabinet underneath the sink, and you see like a 5-gallon bucket, and the water from the sink is draining into the 5-gallon bucket.
Lovely.
So there's no plumbing.
There is plumbing, but it looks like it's been disconnected.
Right.
Do you reckon you're a bit off the grid sort of thing?
So now, well, look, I mean, suspicious.
Conspiracy theorist. Yeah, there's a conspiracy theorist. He was obsessed with God knows what. I mean,
yeah. But now, if you give in to a little bit of the conspiracy theories, if I wanted to hide a secret room, perhaps underground, and I wanted to have air access, so there's air down there, I would make it look like a pipe that I had disconnected under the sink,
No, it's a good idea.
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of bananas. Maybe I've been reading too much conspiracy stuff. But
well, I don't know. I mean, this place got wooden floors?
Yeah. Does it have wooden
floors? Yeah, yes, but there's like a small crawl space.
What do you mean a crawl space? Oh, underneath the house.
Crawl space,
underneath.
Yeah.
I think we better, this guy, if he, especially if he was a crazy conspiracy man, he may have built himself an underground shelter.
Do you want me to go underneath in the crawl space and have a look?
I don't know. I think, what is they call them a bug out place? I think this would have been his bug out place, wouldn't it? I mean, this is pretty much out of the way.
Maybe. Do you want to do that, John? You know, you don't have to do everything scary.
It's a crawl space. It's not scary.
Yeah, I don't want to go down there.
The worst thing is going to be underneath there. Probably is going to be a raccoon.
Or spiders.
Oh, yeah. You didn't
or a spider raccoon.
Or a spider raccoon. Or a Sasquatch.
No, no, no. The gods are spider raccoon in a cage.
They're called Samsquamches.
And
that's how you pronounce it.
Well, I have the advantage.
I studied it in college. They're called Sam Squamches.
I put my night vision goggles on and crawl underneath. It hasn't been raining recently, has it?
No, it's dirty and dusty, but not muddy.
Good. Done without that. All right, go underneath and have a look around with the heat seeking.
Watch out for the raccoon spiders, yeah.
Yeah, you don't see anything. Of note, the pipes are there, though. The pipes go underground.
Yeah.
But nothing else really of note.
Oh, well, come out again. Fuck all.
We should check the shed floors and the doghouse floor.
I'm not going underneath there.
Yeah, because if you want to hide a secret door, you put a dead dog on top of it.
Yep, I always do.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to go and have a look in the bedroom.
Right.
Okay.
Has it got an attic space?
Well, I'm looking in the living room. Anything, did I find anything? Or
give me a search roll, please.
Probably got a little loft.
And Mr. Pugwash, you can give me a search in the bedroom.
Yes, I've made that.
Okay. I didn't seem to find anything.
Crit failed. Not much.
I failed. I got 77.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, I passed it and I got a critical success.
Yes. Yes.
So I found some lovely clean laundry.
You find a footlocker under the bed. There's nothing to be found in the living room.
Okay.
Oh. Is the footlocker locked?
Yes.
Gotta stop choosing the living room.
Have I still got the keys from the shed? Or?
Yes.
I have. Right, okay. I'm going to try the keys.
Yep, they work.
Aha. Good idea bringing those along, Doc.
It would have sucked if we'd have gotten hands and had to go all the way back to get the keys.
Let's have a look in the footlocker then.
Okay, I'm going to read through these.
Is it full of, is it full of feet?
No. I'm going to read through these, and then afterwards, you guys can ask me questions.
Okay.
There is a set of reel-to-reel tapes labeled with FBI evidence tags, dated the 15th of August, 1972, to the 29th of September, 1972. There is a cardboard box. There is an annotated copy of the doctoral dissertation, Sky Devils, Archetypical Figures in Native American Mythology. There are three tear gas grenades. There's a large iron knife. There's a mundane leather pouch. And there's a small clear glass sphere, like a marble. And that's it. Oh, and there's a little white envelope.
Little white envelope.
What would you like to look at first, if anything?
So, Bauman. He was with the post office, wasn't he?
He was with the IRS.
He was with the IRS. So why has he got interview tapes from the Bureau. That's a federal offense right there.
When did his wife die? Was that... No, she passed away in 2002.
Hmm.
72. So this would have been
30 how many years before. How many reel-to-reel tapes are there?
There are two, I think.
Do we have a tape recorder anywhere in the house? Let's look around.
You can spend some time looking and you don't see one.
Scheiße.
Well, I mean, while you're looking for the reel-to-reel, I'm going to go and pull up a chair and start having a look through this, skimming this dissertation.
Okay, the book.
Yeah, I mean, if it's decently written, you can get a reasonable idea by just reading the introduction and the conclusion. But I'll skim the rest of it and get an idea of what it's about.
It's going to take you some time to grasp what it's about.
All right.
But I guess
that's only.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's hard to give you an overview of it without more time studying it. Basically, the title kind of talks about it. It's called Sky Devils. So
it's about what's that thing? It was on the Discovery Channel, wasn't it? The Thunderbird.
Why, if you have got an escape in the country, would you write down the map coordinates for it?
Yeah.
Writing down the address and the postcode so you remember the postcode is one thing, but writing down the I've never written down the map coordinates to any of the places I've lived in.
No.
No.
And it wouldn't keep a secret. Obviously, it didn't keep a secret from us. It would.
It's just very strange, isn't it?
Well, how accurate are these coordinates? Were they, how based on the number of digits, how?
Right down to the yard.
Yeah, is it down to the yard?
Yeah, those were digital coordinates. So.
Yeah, they led you.
Well, unless the coordinates are for something on the property, like something buried in the garden, maybe.
Yeah, rather gentlemen, than just finding the site.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah maybe the phone can help you with exact coordinates.
You use the phone to GPS down to the yard.
Gentlemen, I think that Agent John has just said another thing that disturbs me greatly.
Thank you.
Why would they write down coordinates to this property, considering that if it was me wanting to remember an address, I'd just write the address. If I wanted to identify it as an address, I would write the address. If I wanted to get a bunch of Delta Green agents to think, what does this mean? Maybe we should go there.
So, I mean, he was Delta Green, wasn't he? So he knows Delta Green would check his... They know Delta Green would check his apartment out.
No operational procedure.
Well, it's going to happen to all of us when we die, isn't it? Our apartments will get ransacked by a team like us.
He's left this stuff here, right? He's got all of that conspiracy theory stuff and the computer and everything else at his house. But this book... He leaves here. His tear gas grenades. He leaves here. He hasn't. We didn't find any firearms in his apartment. But he's got three tear gas grenades here. So
and he has an iron knife.
Yeah.
Like what this is his stockpile.
Yeah. Why iron?
That's often used rust, doesn't it?
Not steel.
Yeah, I wouldn't use an iron weapon. It rusts. I want to give blood poisoning to somebody.
But well, you know, I mean, it depends. I mean, if you use it, I mean, carbon steel and iron are good with firelighters, but there's no firelighter with it.
But you know the businesses that we're in, and there are certain, at least theoretical entities that are harmed by iron as opposed to silver, yeah, steel, yeah, whatever. Now, so I'm speaking because if he is a conspiracy theorist, then he might believe in vampires or some silly stuff like that, but whatever.
Well, fairies? Vampires. Fairies? Fairies?
Fairies are... Yeah. Fairies are...
Did you... I'm sorry, I was having a look through the book. Did you guys find the tape recorder?
No, I couldn't find one. But we have to take these in a bit because we don't want to find them.
I don't remember seeing one in the apartment either.
No, it wasn't a room to room. No.
This is something we'll have to look at later, but we'll have to take it with us because it could.
Yeah, I'm gonna bag up the real.
There is a room to room player here, though, is there?
Now, could you go down the list of things again? I'm sorry.
Sure. There's a cardboard box. There's you got the book already. Tear gas, iron knife, mundane leather pouch, glass marble, and a white envelope.
I would like to look at the marble.
Okay. You pick up the marble, and it seems to be... There's nothing really fancy about it.
So there's not like a little universe inside of it?
No. Is it a clear marble, or is it a China bongi?
No snow globe sort of thing.
It's clear.
Clear.
The cardboard box, is that just with containing the reel-to-reel tapes, or is that separate?
That's separate.
Okay, I'm going to have a look in the cardboard box.
Can I have the marble? My brother collects marbles.
I'm not so sure it's a marble, but yeah, you take it. How about the envelope?
John, when you take the marble and you go to put it in your pocket, you feel it tug.
For the marble?
Yeah.
Huh. Which direction did it tug?
I don't know. I'll hand it to somebody else, see if it does it to you. And then we can rule out my insanity.
Who are you handing it to?
Who's near me? Doc was quite near me. I think
all right, I'll take it back. Just hand it back to me.
Yeah, I'll give it back to Doc. Cause...
Dear Mr. Dan.
Not really. Not if you're just holding it, no, you don't feel anything.
That's when I tried to put it in my pocket.
Try to put it in my pocket.
Yeah, you feel a tug when you go to do that.
Which way is it tugging?
Towards your body.
Like it wants to come closer to me?
Yeah.
So it isn't just me, then. That's a relief. My psychiatrist will be really happy with that.
Now, what if I put it like here against my body? Does it tug still?
Nope.
Okay. Somebody else take this thing, because I don't want it suddenly trying to climb up my butt.
My brother could go fuck himself. I ain't carrying it.
Buying a good news one.
Who are you handing it to?
I'm backing off of it. I don't want it. My brother could get slapped.
Well, I can't take it. I'm looking in the box.
Well, maybe I'm going to try something else. I'm not going to lean over and bend over so that it can get to my butt.
Eat it.
I'm gonna move it closer to the floor and see if it tugs.
Okay. As you bend over, you were just recently looking at the knife, right?
Yeah.
You feel it tug towards the knife.
It tugs towards the knife.
Bizarre.
This is a strange alien artifact, the kind of stuff that we're looking for.
Yeah.
So I move it closer to the knife.
Yes, it gets stronger.
Okay.
Like a magnet.
Very strange. Very strange. But it's clear. There's no such thing as a clear ferrous metal or clear ferrous.
It's going to take months of Dr. Jamestown to work with shit.
What if I want to put my hand on the knife so that like the knife doesn't fly at me all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but that's right. How close do I get? If I get it right up to the knife, does it like stick to the knife?
It does.
This is the most strange thing I've ever seen.
Perhaps so you put a magnet in the middle of it.
But it's perfectly clear. You can see right through it.
Everybody that's witnessing this can give me a sanity roll, please.
Well, I mean, I'm getting the box out to examine it, but I doubt it would be possible to be in the room and not notice that this is going on. Would right.
I got a
20.
I fail.
Oh, I've failed. It's unnerved me.
Okay.
Do you want one from all of us?
One for a pass, two for fail.
Okay.
It's just weird.
Does that involve ticking off a helplessness box as well?
Yes, it would. Yes.
Second one, huh?
With that, I wondered if it might be the violence of witnessing an arse marble.
That's what I was afraid of.
Moving on to
violence.
Moving on to the cardboard box. Invasion by arse marble. Moving on to the cardboard box.
Yes, indeed.
There's a neatly folded suit with what appears to be a lot of blood, dried blood on it.
Ugh. That's clumsy. He should have burnt that, shouldn't he?
It looked like just a standard business suit.
So there was a business suit, obviously did not avoid the ass marble.
Should have burnt that suit. All that claret all over it. I mean, why would you want to keep a suit that's got covered in claret?
Yeah. What's in the envelope?
Mr. Pugwash, since you asked, I'm going to show it to you first. I'm going to let you read it, and then after you read it, I'll let you decide if you are going to share it with the group. So could everybody turn away?
Yeah.
Get away. And keep your headphones on, and I'll just...
Oh, you don't want me to read this out loud.
Right, correct.
Guys, I think you need to read this.
Okay, I'll leave it up on screen. The rest of you can turn it on. And if you want, you can read out loud then.
Okay. listen to this. To whom it may concern, if you're reading this note, I can assume I have died or become incapacitated before I had the courage to complete my final mission. You will find about 20 gallons of gas in the shed behind this cabin. Pour it into the septic tank beside the cabin and ignite it. You'd be happier if you didn't look inside. Please make sure that the remains are kept from my children. I am so sorry. God, please forgive me. Clyde Bauman.
Oh, bollocks.
Well, I'm going to look inside.
Oh, shit. I said something could be burned in the garden.
Yeah, well, it looks like the apartment wasn't the cleanup mission, doesn't it? This is the cleanup mission.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that they knew.
So he wants us to simply burn whatever's in the septic tank, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so does headquarters know what's in the septic tank? Well, I mean, should we get the okay for destroying it, or should we just act on our own recognizance?
I don't think that they know, because if they knew, then they would have done something about it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing if they knew, they would have sent us here instead of the apartment.
I'm curious as to what's in there, God help me.
I mean, we were briefed to clear up an apartment. This wasn't mentioned in the briefing, so...
My guess is we've dealt with Delta Green. If we know we're dealing with my frost, do we confront it or try and find out more about it or just destroy it out of hand?
Look, our mandate is to stop any incursions that might occur.
Contain
doesn't mean
threat.
We have to play around with them or learn about them. It says stop them.
The question is, though, for the purposes of our own debriefing, do we identify the threat before destroying it?
I think we might do, because otherwise we could be destroying evidence for him.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. If he can get us to destroy his evidence of his misdoings, it would be the perfect little present for him. Us thinking we're doing the right thing as well.
I wish we had a reel-to-reel, then we'd at least know what we were dealing with. I think, you know...
Why do you have a bloody reel-to-reel tape and no reel-to-reel player?
Well,
I don't know how to find.
This is stuff from the 70s.
Yeah.
What happened in the 70s? It's a bit before my time.
We have to consider
My guess is that whatever is in the septic tank is linked.
I'm going to ask a couple of questions that I know that you are really not supposed to answer, but for the sake of this moment, who here has a family? I do not.
I've got relations, but not what you class a family. I've got brother that's in care.
Well, I mean like a wife and children. We don't want
to... No, I don't have a wife and children at all. I've got a dog.
Yeah, I'm married.
Yeah, Pugwash, I don't think that you should be involved in. I think that for the sake of your family, then, you know...
Yeah, well, I knew that when I signed up for this.
Well, there's going to be a cover to this cesspit, isn't there? So they can have access to empty it.
Well, you might be able to just look down the toilet. The outhouse. So
it's just a question. Go out and look for the cesspit.
I want to know what's there. And John, I can imagine that you want to blow the whole thing up because it's spectacular.
Oh, if you want me to blow
it up. Hang on.
I'm not bothered if I don't blow it up because I've blown up loads of things. But if you want me to blow it up for you, I can blow it up very easily. But I won't do it unless you want me to.
Well, we were given that smartphone specifically. I mean, there's one number on it, was my understanding.
I don't think we need any help.
Did I imagine that?
I think so.
All right. Okay, forget what I said.
If I remember correctly, the reason that I gave it to you was just like in case you needed to look up map coordinates or...
Oh, right, yeah.
A web search or something.
Michael, there was quite a long discussion of telephones at the beginning of the game.
Can I see some sort of access to the cesspit? Is there like a big stone that you have to move over...
No, it's usually buried.
Do you want to go out and look?
Well, they usually have. No, I mean, if there's some way of getting to it, so you can empty it.
Yeah,
we've got one out the back, and it's got a big stone over it.
Yeah, same here. There's a bit with the pump.
Yeah, you got to put the hose down.
Right, but usually, in order to open it or access it, you have to dig the ground up.
Could we not then? We'd have to, in order to pour gasoline down there, we'd have to open the thing up and pour gasoline down there.
We pour it down
the toilet.
That's the outhouse. We pour it down the outhouse.
The outhouse is not part of the septic system.
Well, then we pour it down the toilet.
Could we lower the smartphone with its little camera and light into the hole on a piece of...
We won't be able to see what the camera sees because you'd have to be down there looking at the camera.
Right? Yeah, pull it back up.
You could have it recorded and pull it back up, yeah.
Oh, recording, yeah. Can it do that sort of thing?
That was my idea, yeah. The recording and...
I mean, I might explain why he's got the tear gas grenades on the standby. Not many people haven't seen tear gas for a while, especially in somebody's home. So I reckon he's got that tear gas to throw down there, maybe to deal with the creature.
You think there's a creature down there?
Something down there.
I hope it's not like that scene from that movie Dogma, the shit demon. Yeah.
So with our line of work, it usually ends up being something unpleasant.
Yeah, the demon.
And so therefore it could be something alive. Something that definitely shouldn't be here, and that's the whole reason we're here.
We have a limited amount of time. Let's go ahead and do this thing. I want to see what it is.
Yeah, I'm going to grab one of those CS grenades. I mean, he's clearly got those for a reason, hasn't he? Let's just stand by one of those.
I'll pick him up and gather them. No problem. I've used these thousands of these damn things.
I'll bring his shotgun if I were you, John.
I've got my MP3 and stuff.
I'm going to bring the iron knife.
Okay.
Good plan.
All right.
Right.
You guys head out into the backyard, and when you do, now you see there's kind of a hump back behind the shed, and that would indicate where the septic system would be.
And they've got shovels, haven't they, in the shed?
The shovel's in the shed, yep.
Okay, grab the shovels.
Put the tear gas canister. Are we going to need the shovels? I mean, we just want the...
Well, when you walk around the shed, you see two things. Off to the left is a small pipe that appears to be like a vent. And then off to the right is like a manhole cover.
Ah, here's the manhole.
Here's the manhole cover.
Would the pipe be big enough to...
pour gasoline in?
Would the pipe be big enough to drop the...
It's probably about this big around, maybe.
No, the camera he was talking about.
Oh, well, yeah. No, probably too small for that.
The manhole, we can move it. We can,
shift it enough just to get the camera through. I mean, we only need the camera, you know, the phone's flat, so we only need a little gap to just slot the phone through, dangle it down, and then waggle it back out again after, like, give it 30 seconds.
Should we pour
It's gonna spin round a lot, so, right. I mean, we're not going
to... Should we pour some gasoline down the tube just in case we need to ignite it quickly? We've already got some down there, rather than try and pour it down there and deal with whatever's down there. As long as we don't set light to it.
Let's take a look first, because if, let's say, as you say, there's a creature, the creature is asleep, the creature will wake up when you pour the gas.
Could be a person. I mean, with the air hole, could be a kidnapped victim or something.
But if we can see before we disturb them.
John, can you give me a alert roll or a search roll?
Let me see. Alertness is higher, so I'm going to go for alertness. And I'll fail that, doesn't it?
Okay.
Okay.
Another detail, when you're looking at the cover, there's kind of a hinge on one side, and on the other side it's padlocked.
Oh.
Keys.
Yep. Hang on. Here we go. I've got them.
Probably by the process of elimination, you know which one it is now.
There should be one key left by now.
Mm.
Agent Smith, can you give me a search or an alertness?
I'm going to get one of these tear gas grenades ready.
And that is a no. You said, or alertness? No, that's not going to work either.
Okay.
But I'm wondering... There's no listen skill here.
That's what I was looking for too.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Let's see if I can.
I think that's covered by alertness.
Yeah.
Okay.
I seem to remember that being the
thing. How much did you miss by?
A lot. I got a 64, and I don't have any sort of skill in it, so it's at a 20%.
Okay. He's got the Book of the Dead and everything. It could be his wife down there, couldn't it?
You think he might have used some sort of...
He's got the Book of the Dead, and there's only one thing the Book of the Dead
is. And there's the Ankh. The Ankh is the symbol of life.
Yeah, eternal life, isn't it? So it could be his wife down there, man. Could be a zombie.
So who's going to unlock it?
Oh, I've got the keys, so what the heck?
If you unlock it, I'll get ready with a tear gas grenade just in case to throw down there.
Look, Saffron. Do you have a family?
No. Not that I
know. I'm going to stand on the opposite side of the manhole cover. In case it has to be slammed in a hurry.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get rid of the phone as well.
John, you also...
Can I one-hand it? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. One second. John, you notice too, as you're holding that tear gas canister, that tear gas canister is just 20 years old.
Yeah, I isn't going to fucking work, is it? I don't think I carry grenades.
Oh, for God's sake.
Can I one hand unlocking it?
I'll say your dexterity. What's your dexterity at?
Same as before. 55.
Yeah.
All right. One hand loaded, uncocked.
As you crouch down...
I'm going to get my pistol out, I think, at this point.
I've got my MP3.
Okay. as you count, Agent Smith, what are you doing again?
I just said that the infamous dex check.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, at this point, I'm kind of concerned. So I'll pull out my pistol as well.
Okay.
I've just got a standard 38 special.
Okay. Doc, where are you at? Where, what are you doing?
I'm right next to the lid also.
Okay.
I want to see down.
All right. Zaphod, when you bend down to start to unlock it, give me an alertness roll or a search roll, whichever's higher.
Wow, that would be my alertness. Okay.
You know, before this happens...
I've already rolled and failed. Sorry.
All right.
Agent John.
I'm going to say you didn't crit fail it. Although you're darn close to it, yeah. You can barely make out the noise of whimpering.
Something. There's something in there alive, guys.
Yeah, we kind of thought that.
Like
what did you hear?
It's a whimpering noise, like a
another dog.
I'll imitate it.
Like someone or something might be crying.
Oh, jeez.
Go on, then. Let's open the bloody thing. Let's get us over and done with.
Oh.
Good luck, okay. Everybody.
You know, Agent John, I wanted to tell you before we die. I like you. You seem to have.
I like you too, Doc. My psychiatrist, Dr. Jameson, says it's only a matter of time before I'm fully recovered again.
That's good. I'm going to extend my hand to shake your hand, my friend.
I should shake your hand.
I sort of lean in and I say, "So, is John your real name?"
No.
I'm going to wipe Keith. The cell phone.
It's Keith.
Smartphone.
That's a good name.
Okay.
If we drop that cell phone, that smartphone in there, right? If whatever's in there just attacks the smartphone and rips it off the bit of cord, then we know it's aggressive. But then also we've just left a smartphone in what could be potentially a crime scene. We don't know it's something paranormal. He could have some like hitchhiker in there. Yeah.
If it's a hitchhiker, we don't care. We just burn him anyway.
He raised his wife from the dead and found out that was a really bad move to make.
I tell you, if there's a civilian in there, then we are not setting fire to them.
Yes, we are.
The key goes in.
We'll assess the situation before anyone gets immolated.
We need a code word, go or not go.
Well, first, also, we need to get the gasoline ready.
The key's in the lock. You've already turned it. It's unlocked.
All
right. Get ready.
Okay, yeah. I am ready with the smartphone.
You cracked the lid, I take it?
Yeah.
Yep.
You can hear the whimpering and the crying sound clearer now.
Right, I'm lowering the smartphone the moment the lid opens.
Male, female, adult, animal. What does it sound like?
It's little. The LED lights on.
Yep, goes down.
I know it's going to spin, but it's going
to, like you said.
I'm going to try and minimize that as much as possible.
Okay.
Okay.
Goes down. Nothing really happens. You get to pull it up, I guess.
Yeah, we'll give it 30 seconds and then pull it back up again.
All right.
Clear.
Okay.
Right. Put the lid back down again.
You guys stand on the lid.
Okay.
Or you might even want to re-padlock it until we see what's down there.
Slip the padlock through.
Is there any debris or detritus on the smartphone?
You didn't lower it to the ground, did you?
No.
Yeah. No, there's not.
Okay. I think we should re-padlock the thing.
All right.
And go back into the house.
Let me tell you. So you start to look at the phone. And as it's spinning, it's hard to make out. But the little LED light did manage to light up the tank. It's try larger.
Free, freeze frame it or half speed it or whatever?
Yeah, we'll say you can freeze frame it or pause it whenever you want. The septic tank is unusually large for this type of building. It's probably about 12 by 16, say.
Right.
And in the far corner, there is a shape on the floor, huddled, and it appears to be human.
How big?
Like an adult.
No, that's not unusual. It's not what we did. It's more or less what we were guessing.
Keep that. All right. We keep that padlocked. Go over to the vent. Now, what I want to do at this point is to go to the vent and see if we can communicate with the person down there.
Sure.
And figure out what we're dealing with. Does anyone have a problem with it?
No, go ahead. But I want to take John over to the side and talk to him for a few minutes.
Wait a second. John, you had an idea that this might be his wife. Who was the name of his wife? What was his wife's name?
Sharon.
Sharon's his daughter. It's
Casey? No, Marlene. Casey was the granddaughter, wasn't it? Casey was the granddaughter.
It's Marlene.
Marlene.
Let's try... I mean, why not try... yelling the name down to see if we get a reaction.
So I wondered.
You guys do that, I want to talk to John over here.
So okay, I'll try that.
Okay, Doc.
Yeah.
Who's yelling? You're doing that? All right. Yeah. You're yelling down Marlene?
Yeah. Marlene, is that you? Down there.
The whimpering stops for a second. And you then get a response, and you hear kind of a gravelly voice, still high pitched, sort of like it sounds like a woman's voice, and you hear her say, "Help me, help me."
So Marlene, we're here to help. Give us a moment. We have to find a way to get down there to you. Who put you down there? I'm just trying to keep her talking. I'll whisper that to you guys. I'm just trying to get her to talk to see
which we can talk. What we're
dealing with.
Help me.
How did you get there?
My husband.
Can she come out?
She just said her husband.
Smith, remember, John, you're over here with me.
Ask her when she last ate.
When was the last time you had something to eat?
I don't remember.
Are you hungry? Are you thirsty?
Yes.
Would you like some water?
Yes. Yes.
How deep, when we opened the thing, how deep is it?
I would say it's about 10 to 12 feet.
Okay, we're going to try to find a way to get down there, but in the meantime, we'll fetch you some water. When's the last time you had water?
I don't know.
Does she know how long she's been down there?
Do you know how long you've been down there?
Years.
You say years. And we know that nothing can survive without water for...
Yeah.
I think so.
Marlene, can you hear me?
Yes. Help me.
What? Why did Clyde put you in the tank, Marlene?
There's a long pause. It's too complicated to explain. I need food and water.
Was it the book? Was it the papyrus?
Yes.
Okay, I think we've got a situation here. At this point, I'm going to... Oh, she's making some really weird noises now.
Okay, it's not just me then hallucinating that?
Yeah.
I thought it was sound effects.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think it might be the whippoorwills in the hill.
Can I have my discussion with John?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, we got a little bit of time left, so don't take too long.
Right. So, John, now this is, I'm aware where we, they can't hear us.
Uh-huh.
We have a situation. We have the other agents are being far too sentimental in this situation. They haven't considered the fact that if there's a body down there, whether it's a hitchhiker or the dead wife or whatever, it has to be gotten rid of. We have to eliminate this. What do they think they're going to do? Rescue it? Bring it out into the world?
I was hoping to get a clean shot at it. If we could get it to come out, I was hoping to get a clean shot at it if nearby.
I think we should just burn the whole damn thing. I mean, this is just what we do.
I don't know. We don't
rescue people from... even if it was a horrible, unfortunate accident, what are we going to do? It's going to become a public thing if we bring her out.
Well, if it's his wife, she should be dead anyway.
But even if it's not his wife, it's still, we can't have this information. What are we going to do?
Take her to the hospital?
No, we can't do that either.
We're going to have to kill it and burn it.
We're going to have to kill it. And quite honestly, if these people don't start acting like agents, we're going to have to take care of them too.
Well, I can kill them.
Well, let's see how the situation goes.
Okay. But
I don't like it where it's going right now.
I understand. We've got to be professional.
And little does he know that his microphone was on.
Yeah.
We heard phones in.
Yeah, probably.
Shazer!
not only did we hear all that, but...
you're all standing there with you.
But I think we've just come to the same conclusion.
All right. So,
give me the signal.
What are you doing?
Why are they all looking at me? It's like we're, oh, Shiza.
She's been down there since 2002.
She's dead.
She's dead. She's a zombie. She's
dead.
Why not ask her that?
Marlene. Marlene, we know. We know about the Ankh. We know about the papyrus and the Book of the Dead. We know what Clyde did. We want to help you. Can you tell us what happened?
Help me. I need water.
So that's why I never got
married. My husband was crazy.
Is it after midnight?
No, it's the middle of the day.
It's like mid morning.
I'm thinking grandpa.
You never get for sure adult. All right.
Never feed it after midnight.
Look. We've got grenades, gasoline.
No, the grenades don't work.
All right, well, we've got gasoline. We've got...
matches.
Are you telling her this?
We're all, no, I'm saying it to you. I'm just quietly off to the side. Okay. We've got guns, we've got gasoline, we've all got flashlights. Right, at the very least, we've got enough stopping power that if she's dangerous and she tried to get out of that place, we have enough chance of being able to put her down long enough to shut that cover again. My suggestion is that one of us holds the camera, the rest of us get her with the flashlights, so that just for the purposes of debriefing, we can identify what it is we're setting fire to before we set fire to it.
It's daylight now, isn't it?
Yeah. Why don't you look?
You're still in there. We can't just simply go back and say that we set fire to her because we thought she might be undead.
When no, there is we go back and we say the
chance that she might have been his wife. He went crazy and kept his wife in a septic tank and threw food down a pipe at her for 12 years.
It doesn't matter. Years. We have to get rid of her. We can't like take her to the hospital. We can't take her to the police. It would all expose the Delta Green. We have to eliminate her.
Look, we can, yeah, but I mean, if that was just his wife who'd been tortured and kept prisoner, we could conceivably just clear the house out, take everything away, use a disposable phone, a burner, to call in an anonymous tip to local law enforcement. The locals wouldn't have any idea what was going on. They'd just find that the guy who kept her there is dead. She would say what she said to us just now, that her husband kept her there. Some people came by and heard her in there. They'll assume that whoever heard her in there, who she can't identify, was the anonymous tip-off. End of story. Right? We haven't left any evidence here. We haven't left any fingerprints or DNA in this building.
And you don't know that she's not some undead monsters. It's not going to rip the police into pieces.
Exactly. And you don't know that she is some undead monster. We could be dealing with the victim of a crime.
You are afraid that we are going to kill a completely innocent person. I have no problem killing a completely innocent person.
Yeah, well, I do.
Why are you in Delta Green?
I'm not in Delta Green to randomly massacre civilians.
We're not randomly doing it. We're doing it to protect Delta Green.
From what?
Publicity.
You should have covered all this when you joined.
I can't believe. What do you think? What do you think? This is some psycho club or something?
Well,
we are accountable to our handler. We will be debriefed at the end of this mission. We need, for the purposes of clarity, to establish what is in that septic tank before we destroy it.
All right.
His dead wife.
Let's drop some water down and see what happens.
I'm not saying that we're saving anyone. I'm simply saying that we need to identify
Takes a cell phone, but do it in a better way than you did it last time. Tie it so there's two strings on either side so you can keep it steady. Drop it down.
It still won't give us enough light if we just...
You can tell her to come over to the phone and to take a look at it and get a good picture of what she looks like. And if she looks like a zombie, then... If we kill her anyway, we have to. There's no other answer.
All right, okay.
If you go down there and she's innocent, you should be able to go down there and there'd be no problem at all.
Okay, well, I'll start stringing up the phone. You open the padlock again. No one say anything. We'll lower the phone and then we'll talk to her. We're gonna keep this going, because if she is dangerous, I don't want her anywhere near that manhole cover when it opens.
This is why you don't let people with families.
It's got nothing to do with having a family. It's got to do with accountability within our department.
You have compassion.
I don't know what sort of superhumans you've known in the past that can live in fucking septic tanks, but most people die of some sort of illness if they're normal. She's dead. It's his dead wife, and she's responded to his dead wife's name.
We have to get through all this. We only have a limited time before the police might show up.
She was a human being. She wouldn't be able to live in a cesspit.
Well, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Of course I do.
Let's take a look. Let's do it.
The amount of abuse human beings can withstand is really quite astonishing. You'd be amazed. Anyway, let's get on with this.
Let's call the FBI in and let the FBI deal with it, and we leave it. We just phone the FBI up, tell them where to find her, and if it all blows out the shit, we can blame you, can't we?
Yeah, maybe they're already fucking here.
Well, it's the thing. Okay. We're Delta Green agents. We have to do unpleasant things.
Let's just get,
and this is going to be part of the job.
Let's lower the phone.
We have Zaphod, a limited amount of time.
Everything is down there. It's not a normal human being.
Zaphod, you unlock the padlock again.
Yep. Flip it back, stand back, pistol. Yep.
Mr. Pugwash, you're lowering the phone.
Two bits of string this time, keeping it stable. Just looking over just enough to make sure that the light is facing into the septic tank.
You can almost see her. She's come closer to the opening now.
Okay.
She says, that's not water.
We're going to close the manhole cover. And I'm going to say, can you still hear me? Right, someone go, Agent Smith, go and stand by the vent. I'll relay everything to Agent Smith, and he can repeat what I say to her.
All right. I'll do
ask that. Ask her if she can hear us. If she can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Yes. Apparently.
Okay.
Ask her to the phone.
Yeah, ask her to step forward to the phone.
Tell her you left the phone still down there?
Yeah, tell her we need to identify her so we can help her.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll repeat that.
Okay. There's a pause, and then she comes back and says, okay, I did that.
Okay, did you get close to it?
Yes.
Okay, right. Go back over to the other side.
Meaning she's at the vent, meaning go to the...
Go back to where the vent is. Go to the vent end.
Yeah, she's
there. Or call her to say, come here, or whatever you need to do.
Yeah, she's there. Go there.
Okay. All right, Zaphod, if you want to open up the manhole a little bit, and I'll hoist the phone out.
I'll do it.
Same procedure as before. I want to check the phone for any debris or detritus or anything before I handle it, even though I've got gloves on anyway. But.
Yep, phone's clear. You look at the video, and what you see is a horrible sight. She barely has any hair left. She's got little strands straggling down. She's filthy, absolutely filthy. At one point, she held up her hands to grab the phone, but then she thought better of it, and she didn't. But when she did that, you notice that her hands are horrible. It looks like she's been scraping at the walls to get out.
Mm.
And you can tell she has blue eyes, which I'm pretty sure...
That matches the picture from
that before. Matches the photo.
Right, I'm gonna hand the phone to Doc and say, right, I want your expert opinion
of this woman's condition. On her condition?
Yeah, I want to know what you think. Do you think she looks like she's undead, or do you think she looks like she's a victim of abuse who's been locked in a septic tank for 15 years?
I have never seen an actual zombie or ghoul. I cannot assess whether that is what she looks like. However, she looks like a woman in the septic tank. Perhaps she has been kept there for years. What difference does it make?
Well, I'm still a human being. And so whatever we do afterwards, I would like to lower down a bottle of water. Before we do anything else. Because my understanding would be, why would the undead need to drink water?
Right.
We don't know what she is.
Well, let's lower. We'll lower
how,
her down a bottle
how
of water.
How could she have possibly survived without water?
Well, he's obviously been going back and, you know, beating her. I mean, there's obviously
He could not have been here past what, 4 or 5 days.
She's in a septic tank, though. I mean, you know, there's going to be, Christ knows what she's been living on.
That would kill her very quickly.
Yeah, but there could be moisture on the walls. I mean, it's not been used as a septic tank for a very long time, obviously.
So you think we should step out and hand it over to the CIA?
No, I think I just want to give her a bottle of water. I think maybe if we make a gesture and give her a bottle
it's
of
not
water.
Not our job to deal with
her.
I'll tell you what.
She's a woman in there who's saying that her husband went crazy and locked
and
her in a
the
septic
CIA
tank.
Can deal with it. It's a criminal investigation, isn't it?
I'll tell you what. This is what
Look,
we're going to do.
My theory is if we give her a bottle of water, it shows her that we're making a show of trust. We're attempting to negotiate with her, right? If we give her a bottle of water, that's a show of good faith. It may entreat her to give us information about what happened so that whatever the outcome of this, even if she has to be destroyed, we will at least have more information to pass on at the end of the mission.
I have a better idea.
We need to think logically and rationally.
Go ahead.
How can you think logically when we're dealing with it?
Listen, listen.
Because someone has to.
Stop. Stop.
You're such a bleeding heart. Yeah, you suffer so much more than everybody else, don't you?
Stop. Stop. Listen. If we give her some food and water, and we go back to headquarters, and we tell them that she's here, and they deal with it.
As we can't get involved with another government agent. If she's a human being and she's been kidnapped, it's a jurisdiction of the CIA and the FBI, not us. We are not equipped to deal with human investigations.
CIA aren't domestic.
Well, whoever it is, it isn't Delta Green, is it?
Well, actually, local law enforcement. She hasn't left Philadelphia.
All right, hold on.
We haven't got qualifications to do anything.
Mr. Pugwash is going to get a bottle of water and start lowering it down. Is anyone going to stop him?
No.
I want to stop him.
I'm going to stand back.
I'll just step
back. I hope someone's going to stand there because I need someone to hold the thing open a little bit while I'm doing it.
I'm just making sure I've got a clear field of fire just in case it leaps out and I don't hit my companions.
You should reach down in and hand it to her then.
Drop it.
No, I'll lower it down on a piece of string.
Jeez.
And then shut the manhole cover and then again relay to Agent Smith and say, this is water. This is water.
Yes. Yeah. She thanks you with that.
And at the same time, I think we should now padlock it again, just in case, because, I mean, he cut the water supply off in there. The water might have something to do with this.
Of course.
Here's a quick question.
Get me out of here. I'm dying down here.
So we know that she was considered dead. Now, do we know the background behind her death? Like, do we know if he reported her dead?
All his companions at the office probably want to whip round getting their money back.
Because, we're assuming that he didn't just throw her down here and then, you know, say that she was dead. You know,
I think he experimented with the occult and it didn't go as he planned it, and he's trying to get rid of the evidence. I think he missed his wife so much he got hold of the Book of the Dead and went somewhere where people shouldn't go and brought her back from the dead, and we're dealing with the results of it. That's what I think's happened. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
I've seen Pet Cemetery.
We always deal with the supernatural. We always deal with this sort of shit. That's why it's our job.
You do know
that. Where the sky demons and iron knives and spheres and marbles come into that. But
I don't know.
And books about Native American mythology.
Okay, like I say, calling the CIA or the FBI in the field.
Do we have any point of contact with our handler while in the field?
No, we're not meant to have any contact with anybody. That's why we're not allowed to have phones, so we can't be located.
Let's take a vote. Go back to Delta Green and leave her here, or immolate her?
We can always phone it through to the authorities so another department can find her.
No, we'll find it. If we do anything, we'll let Delta Green deal with it. Nobody knows she's here.
Or are Delta Green.
Or, I know. I know.
I'm going to the vent.
Who's voting to immolate her?
Marlene, can you hear me?
I'm not going to immolate her, but I mean, I'll leave it up to you, gentlemen. I think there's four of us. We're armed.
What we're dealing with before we do it.
I think that
you go about it wrong.
John and Zaphod should.
Yes, I can hear you.
I think that Marlene and Zaphod should restrain Agent Bugwash.
This is very important. We need to know exactly what happened to you before we can help you.
How do you know
I know this is difficult for you, but look, I don't want, I want to help you. I've given you water. I want to help you, but I have to know exactly what happened to you before you were put in here, why he did this to you. You have to help me if you want to get out. What happened, Marlene? Tell me what happened.
My husband's crazy. He tried to make me his slave.
What did he do?
He tortured me. He kept me down here.
Can you remember any details? Can you remember if he had anything with him? How did he come to get you in there? How were you put in there?
He forced me down here.
When?
He kept going on about some mind control spell or something, and he thought he had control over me, and he kidnapped me and then brought me up here and stuck me down here.
Why did he want to control you, Marlene?
To be his slave. To wait on him, his every need, his every desire, wait on him hand and foot.
And when did you find out about this? How did you find out about it? How did this occur?
There's no way for me to tell time down here. I don't get any sunlight except for when he opens the vent to feed me. It feels like I've been down here for years and years and years.
Right, I think look, are you telling me, and this is to the group.
Okay.
Are you telling me that an organization like Delta Green doesn't have a procedure in place to deal with the victims of exposure to the insanity of former Delta Green operatives? At the very least, I mean, even if this woman was just taken off and put into a secure mental institution in a padded cell where no one can find her, at the very least, that would be better than where she is now.
Our job is usually to eradicate any evidence or any witnesses to such events. Usually. If somebody's seen too much or knows too much, we kill them. Like I say, if you think she's a genuine human, we need to back off and get the CIA and the FBI to deal with it. We've got no jurisdiction anywhere. No one knows we exist. And if we start helping her out, it's going to blow everything we have.
Then in that case, my vote has to be, whatever the consequences, my vote has to be that we withdraw and we tip off local law enforcement.
No, that's absolutely unacceptable.
We clean the house, we leave.
There's no point clearing the house.
We take the keys back to the apartment. We sanitize, we withdraw, and we tip off law enforcement. We leave her with food and water, and we tip off law enforcement.
We're not going to tip off law enforcement. That's unacceptable.
I have a question.
At the very most, you can tell Delta Green.
Go ahead, Aiden Smith.
Now, since we've been working with Delta Green for a while, what is the actual procedure with something like this? Do we not care about the lives of civilians, or is this sort of our work?
We care about the lives of all civilians, not one civilian over another.
We just don't need knowledge of his spreading.
The things that we're dealing with are...
So basically, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We can't afford to fall for the Cthulhu Mythos.
That goes for us, too. That means that we have to die in order to save the world. Which means that we might put a bullet in Agent Pugwash's head, toss him down there, and get rid of him.
You're pretty bloodthirsty for a doctor.
So I'm a Delta Green agent.
But have you always been one?
You have no idea how bloodthirsty I am. But it's not thirst, it's just practicality.
It's next thing you're going to be talking
it's
about.
It's what we're here for.
Ways of torture.
No, we're here to deal. What sort of missions have you been on before?
Wait,
flower delivery.
We can't go into all of this. We have to decide now. What are we going to do?
This is our job. This is what we're here for. We're here to stop this sort of stuff spreading to the outside world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are we going to do?
Otherwise, what the fucking hell are we bothering doing this for?
As you guys have been talking, you see that Zaphod's got a gas can and he's standing over the vent hole.
Oh, good.
I don't think we should burn it to death. I think,
let's restrain Agent Pugwash.
I don't think he needs restraining. He's got the courage of his convictions, and he was only arguing his point, but he's not actually trying to stop us.
Well, let's hope he doesn't try, because we're going
You talk a good game, Doc, but I don't see you actually doing anything.
So, hold on. Because I have restraint for you.
We were standing back and letting you try out your theories rather than marching all over you.
We
stepped back and let you try to prove your theory, which we did.
Zaphod is pouring the gas down the vent.
Good.
I think you're making a very, very big mistake.
You can bring that up with Delta Green when we get back.
Agent,
you realize that what you're doing is simply following the orders that were left for you by a man that we know was a disturbed conspiracy theorist.
Zaphod puts the second count in.
I said she could let her out. I can easily liquidate her if she tries anything funny. If you want to get her out, help her out.
You guys want to do that? Do it.
No. Nope.
Well, like I said, I stepped back because I wanted to prove a theory. And I want to prove I'm not a cold-hearted monster with no feelings.
Thanks.
What are you doing, Smith?
No, I said I actually agree with that. I would rather, I mean, as four of us, we are armed. We can probably take care of
her. Look at the video. She's in no fit state to do anything.
I walk so over to her.
So let her out.
I'm going to the shed.
However, shed? I'm not going to stand in the way of anybody's decision.
I would rather be completely thorough.
We are a team. It would be nice if we could be unanimous in our decision before we carry it out. Otherwise, we're just going to end up shooting each other to bits.
From the discussion
bits,
so far, I don't think.
That's going to happen.
That's going to happen.
Well, if we're going to have a radical sort of difference of views and some people in the group want to do one action and other members in the other group want to do another action, I can see that building up an awful lot of resentment to the point I'm going to be waiting for the fucker to make the first move before I cut him in half with my submachine gun. I don't really want to do that. I think we should all get along and all get on and have the same direction.
That's not the requirement of the job. I light a match.
He's got half the gallons down. It's going to take about another minute.
I'm not going to stop.
Is there a ladder in the shed?
Move away. I'm going to light it.
Yes.
Let me try and get it out first. Let him prove his theory.
No. What if she's a horrible monster that suddenly sprouts wings and flies into the air and destroys humanity? We can't.
If that was the case, she would have flown out of this.
That's why it's locked.
Then we would shoot her and probably shoot him.
And what if the bullets have no effect whatsoever?
I'm dead.
Well, you've got your iron dagger, haven't you?
No, I'm going to drop the lit match down the hole.
Last I said it was half full. Do you want to wait for the full or do you want to do it now?
How many gallons did we do down there?
There was 20 gallons in the shed, according to his.
I love my eyebrows.
You put 10 gallons of gasoline down there, that place is going to blow up like a bomb.
Yeah, I'm getting the fuck out. I like my eyebrows.
I don't think it needs 20 gallons.
I'm backing up for quite a lot of distance.
I'm just getting the ladder out.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that, so I'm just...
All right.
Okay. I'm fetching the ladder.
He's getting the ladder. Doc, you see him with the ladder. the gas is about 3/4. He's got another 2 gallons in. Are you going to light it before he gets the ladder in?
Yeah, I'm going to light it before he gets to the door.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell Zaphod to get back out of the way.
I'm gonna actually walk away from
the vapors explode.
I'll get at least 20-30 feet back.
And I'm not gonna like stand right over it and drop it in. I'm gonna sort of toss it at the just like that. I'm gonna toss it
just like that.
Toss it at the vent and dive for the ground.
Okay. And Pugwash, you're not gonna do anything to stop him, right?
Well, he's way over there.
Okay.
He's a shed.
I'm too far away to do anything about it.
All right. And with that, you hear a mighty whoosh. The manhole cover blasts off. Big, huge fireball goes up. Black smoke everywhere. You guys have all been, you're safely away from it, so there's been no physical damage to any of you. But as the whole thing is happening, you hear a horrendous screeching and crying noise that is going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
Sanity roll?
Absolutely.
Even though I've got an immunity to violence?
Yes.
Thanks, guys, for that.
Yeah, I love violence.
Big fail.
And I failed that as well.
I also did. What do we get for
51,
the
fail? I have passed. Insulated by my humanity.
Pass, do a 1d4.
Pass does a 1d4.
That seems too light. 1d6 at least, plus 2.
And if we fail, 1d6.
If we fail, I'm going to say 1d10 with a minimum of 4.
A 6.
All right, so I got a 3, so a minimum of 4.
Yeah.
All right.
So I got down.
By 4.
Down to 5. I got a 7.
Seven, okay. 7 and a 6.
I got a 5.
Which kind of makes sense because, Doc, you're the one who lit it, and Pugwash, you're the one who was protesting it the most. So that makes sense that you two would have failed that. All right.
What do I tick off a box for that? And if so, which
Well, actually, so if you took the 6 or if you took 5 or higher, that would clear the check marks.
Okay.
Oh?
Yeah. As long as it wasn't 3.
I took 5.
Okay. I only took 4.
Okay.
The aftermath of the explosion has died down. The gasoline burns off rather quickly.
Let's get out of here before the authorities get here.
What were you saying, Jeff?
Just that the gasoline, it burns off quickly, so there's no other fuel down there to keep it burning. So
we need to take the keys back to that apartment very quickly.
Yeah, so do we just clean up the rest of our...
Yeah, get the crap out of it before the authorities turn up.
What are you going to do?
Even though we're isolated, somebody might have seen or heard something.
What are you going to do with the body?
Wasn't the body mutilated?
It's probably cremated, isn't it?
Well, cremation takes a tremendous amount of heat to get rid of a body. This was just a gasoline explosion, so...
Yeah, yes, have we got a body bag?
Yeah, you would have one.
I'm not going down in there.
Well, I suggest the people who wanted to set fire to the woman go down.
I'll do it.
And get the body.
I am not so squeamish. However, how long does it take for it to cool down?
It's pretty quick. I mean, it was just an instantaneous explosion of gas. Right.
Well, then we wait for the, you know, the...
Well, it should burn off for a bit, I mean, especially if
just leave it down there.
Yeah.
We have to get rid of the evidence.
Why? Who's going to go rooting around in the middle of a cesspit?
Well, there you go. Your mess, you cleaned it up.
Actually, you're right. We usually only get rid of, like, the head of somebody who's an agent so that nobody can identify them. But in this case, nobody's going to identify her. And if they did, they'd identify it as his wife, and then they
That body would probably decompose quite quickly in there, I should imagine.
With all the germs.
Okay. So you're going to leave it down there?
I'd literally let the handlers know about it. That way, if they need to send a cleanup crew in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The rest of the stuff in the house, you're taking that, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And ultimately, we go back to headquarters.
I'd like to do a final search of the house, particularly that cupboard in the living room.
Okay. You don't find anything there.
Okay.
The house, you are secure, and you've done your job. You've cleaned it up. You guys are getting back into the van, getting ready to drive away. John, you're driving. Agent Smith, John, and Zaphod. Give me a search or alert roll.
I really suck at these.
5 by 6.
Oh, that's critical.
Nope.
I failed.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I could spend 6 willpower points.
No,
if everyone's all sort of peering out of the back of the van, can I look out myself and see what they're all?
Sure, why not?
Peering at.
I want somebody to see it.
Yes, I have passed.
Thank goodness. So you clear the little hump in the road, and you just the cabin's starting to go over the bridge line. And just as you're clearing it, you look back and you see a Doberman running through the woods with a long leash on around its neck.
You see a what?
A Doberman, a dog.
It's kind of random.
Is that the same sort of dog that was in the doghouse?
Yes.
Who resurrected his dog as well?
And that's it.
Don't agree really fucks you up, does it?
All right. So, do we get any rewards or punishments?
Well, Doc, I believe you had a secret mission.
I did.
And I believe you passed the secret mission. Do you want to tell everybody what you were doing?
I had to get somebody to reveal what their real name was.
Yeah. Oh.
So I'll let you. You can add 5 points to either any of your core stats, or you can add 10 points to any of your skills.
Ooh.
I didn't have any missions. I just had an incredibly low charisma.
Let's go ahead and end it because we're past the time, and then we can talk a little about it.
Okay. Well, one more thing, real quick. Zaphod, you had a secret mission too.
Yes.
You want to reveal that?
I made off with the Ankh and the Papyrus.
Oh.
So you can do the same. You can do
that's what the knock at the door was, wasn't it?
Yep.
That's what I thought, but I thought, well, it's too much out of game knowledge. I can't act on it. So,
did we get any unnatural?
I'll talk. We can talk about that afterwards.
All right. Our players included Sean Little, Nick Swan, Simon Ward, Wayne Worthy, and myself, with Jeff Wilkins as the keeper of the secrets. We're currently producing 4 shows a week with music and sound effects added in post-production in order to create a richer listener experience. We now provide audio-only versions of our show free for you to download from Podbean or iTunes. We've created a Patreon account where you can help us with the cost of show production and website maintenance. A small contribution each month will be much appreciated. Feel free to send us comments on the show. We'd love to hear from you. If you enjoyed our broadcast, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to our channel for updates on our latest shows. You'll find links to everything I mentioned in the description below. This is Tom Raley inviting you to journey with us once again into the darkness for another adventure into the universe of H.P. Lovecraft and the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game. Until next time, good luck and good gaming.